Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm screwed on the air. So, you know, I'd like an explanation from MAGA supporters as to why so many MAGA people are so upset with Donald Trump over not releasing the Epstein files. Not releasing the files is hurting Donald Trump. Would releasing the files hurt him even more? Do the MAGA people who are demanding that these files be released, do they think that Donald Trump might be in those files? And if he is in those files, it's possible that he could be damaged. I mean, you know, there's certain things that you can do and get away with it. You can bang a porn star. You can do drugs. You could do a lot of things. But you can't be a pedophile. That's something that will forever damage a man's image. And it should. So this could be something that Donald Trump does not survive if he is linked to that. Donald Trump himself could have an investigation into the information they have. He could launch an investigation. Why isn't he doing that? And why did he say he would release the files and then decided he wouldn't? What made him decide not to release the files? I mean, you can't even argue anymore that the files are not there, because they were there. They told us. Donald Trump told us. Elon Musk told us. Pam Bondi told us. We know the files were there. Kash Patel said the files are there. So that's not even a fair argument or a fair defense. So why did he make the decision not to release them? Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, 4 years under Biden with nothing about Epstein. And a list is a pretty good sign, isn't it? It isn't exclusively Trump. Biden sat on it for 4 years, too. Or do we forget facts that don't agree with your silly theory?
Listen, whoever sent this text, when Biden was president, I was talking about releasing the files. I talked vigorously and viciously about releasing the files. So I would appreciate it if you would not use the ignorance of not listening to the show or not paying attention to the show and only using what you need to maybe think you're going to catch me saying something or criticize me for something that I didn't do. Instead of that, why don't you just pay attention to the show? Because it's not fair to ignore certain things that are said. I mean, I talked viciously about this when Biden was president. So, you know, we don't even have to entertain those anymore.
I mean, well, here's another text that says, remember this, if Trump's name is on the list, don't you think in your imperial brain, which is a weird thing to say about somebody's brain. I don't know. I don't think that word means what the texter thinks it means. Your imperial brain that you think that you have, that Biden would have, Biden would have put him out there against him. Come on, man. Just keep stirring the pot. I think people are thinking that Biden would have released the Epstein files to hurt his political enemies the same way that that's what they expected Trump to do. I don't think that President Biden or President Obama or any other president, Republican or Democrat, would just release the files specifically to hurt their political enemies, knowing that releasing the files would probably screw up current investigations, impugn innocent people that had normal run-of-the-mill business contacts with Jeffrey Epstein, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just because you think that Trump would use the Epstein files to embarrass his enemies in that way, do not assume that everybody else would do the same thing, too. And there is some conjecture happening here. If Biden didn't release the files, it's probably because there was a good reason not to release the file. What does that even mean, release the
file? Look,
just like open up a classified dossier full of like sensitive information and just give it to Fox News? Is that what they expected to happen here?
No, but I mean, there's information there that could have been released. And I think that one of the things that Biden might have been considering is that maybe Bill Clinton's in there and maybe there are other Democrats in there. And I talked about this when Biden was president. This is what I can't stand. I can't stand those of you who want to like say, well, why didn't you do this when Biden was president? When I did it when Biden was president. Why didn't you notice? Because you assume that I didn't. You assume that I didn't do something that, I did. And it's really, it's irritating to think that people have such shallow minds and that they're so simplistic in their trying to put a defense together for Donald Trump. Here's what is really simple now. Biden never said he had the files. So let's just say this.
Right.
Donald Trump said he was going to release it. I didn't make that promise during the campaign. Donald Trump did. He told you he was going to release the files. What files? The files. So he said that there are files. Should we not believe him? You see, if I would have said during the campaign, well, Trump's lying, there are no files, people would have criticized me. I mean, I don't care about the criticism, but that's the way people are. Oh, well, what do you mean? You're just criticizing Trump because he's... No, I'm just being honest. But Trump told you he was going to release the files. Pam Bondi said she's got the files on her desk. So why are the files not being released? That's the problem. Forget about Joe Biden. But I did talk about it when Biden was president. Forget about Joe Biden.
On Truth Social over the weekend, the president wrote, "For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals of the Biden administration?" So now he's saying that the files do exist. But they were written by Obama and Hillary. So where we'll then release them.
Yes, exactly. There is a reason Donald Trump is not releasing the files. He is full of it. And so is everybody who believes it. And by the way, all of you who are against me, you're also against MAGA. What about all of the MAGA people who are demanding the files be released? These are your own people. What about those people? What about the MAGA people who are demanding the files be released? The MAGA people agree with me.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.